First of all, just what were your impressions of the actual injury suffered by Johnson itself?
Well, it's amazing how fast it can happen. Like, it was nothing. He was the shot was going to his left side. He just kicked his leg out and something tweaked. I would imagine it probably be his groin. I haven't read the reports or nothing like that. But ice is bad in Anaheim, too. And when you're a black ace practicing and you're the last goalie on the ice and you're grinding the ice away, I remember seeing the cement by the post at the end of one practice after I was done. Just, I mean, things could have changed by now, but the ice isn't very good there. And it doesn't take much. And you do a little bit of a twist or a tweak and, you know, he did the right thing. He just waved the trainer over and said, hey, there's something wrong. And, you know, Calgary's guaranteed, you know, in the playoffs, and there's no need for him to fight through anything right now. He's been good all season for them. Brian Elliott's been their horse here lately, and there's just really no point in him trying to fight through something that maybe he can get by and get back to 100% and just taking some time off before the playoffs start. So, you know, it'll be a good opportunity for John Gillies just to kind of get some experience to be around the room, especially at a time like this, and if the duration of the injury is a bit longer than they expect, you'll get some valuable experiences just being around a hockey club that focused, being in the NHL playoffs. You know, it was a big eye-opener for me, the amount of commitment, the focus, the dedication you have when you're around guys like that, because that's you play for the Stanley Cup since you're 4 or 5 years old, since you basically know what it is, and to get an opportunity is obviously huge. And he's a young kid coming up, and those experiences, learning from a guy like Brian Elliott, you know, can be very valuable for his career moving forward.
Take me into not even just the mindset, but the overall scenario of Brian Elliott, who was scheduled not to start. That was a scheduled Chad Johnson start. They did so to rest Brian Elliott and to get Chad Johnson playing. And then 5 minutes into a hockey game, Johnson can't go and Elliott's got to come in. What are the challenges for a guy like Elliott coming in and under circumstances like that?
Well, no, there's not a whole lot of challenges for a guy in Elliott's position because he's played pretty much every game here down the stretch.
So he'd already be warm, right?
Yeah, well, he's not necessarily physically warm, but just mentally. It's not that big of a deal. It's on the flip side, if you're struggling and you haven't played in a while and the starter goes down and you got to get in there, you know, the mindset's a bit different. There's a bit more pressure, especially when the game's still, you know, tied at zero or whatever it was, that, you know, now the game's yours. Now you got to perform. Now you got to be that guy. Sometimes when you go in and you're down 3-0, their mentality is, well, just don't let this get out of hand and you know, make the saves you need to make. And then, you know, you're already losing, so it's not really your game. You're in there to relieve. And you know, it's always crummy when guys get injured, but it's part of the game. And you know, Brian Elliott's going to be their starter in the playoffs, and he's gonna play right through. I mean, he's, you know, they play every other night here until the season ends, and they'll get going in the playoffs, and he'll play every game. So it's not a big deal. I wouldn't worry about it too much.
Right.
You know, it would be unfortunate right now with the type of role Elliott's on if he was the one getting injured. But he's their guy, and he can play every other day now. 2 more games left in the season and get ready for playoffs.
Okay, so John Gillies is going to start, I think, at least one game here because they don't really have a lot to play for. They're locked into a wild card spot. I mean, yes, they could finish in the first or the second wild card spot, and they want to play. They want to be winning games going into the postseason. But let's say John Gillies starts one game. I mean, tell me about the opportunity for him. Tell me about what's going through his mind, knowing that hey, he's finally going to get that NHL opportunity.
Well, this is how it starts. I mean, you don't always get to be brought along like, hey, you know what, this is your progression plan and you're going to play goal for the Calgary Flames on this date and we expect you to be the starting goaltender next season. I mean, you got to take advantage of your opportunities. This is an opportunity for John Gillies to come in, step in, where Chad Johnson's had a solid season for the Calgary Flames, but now he's injured. And now John Gillies is going to get a chance to step in and play an NHL game and see what it's like. It's fortunate for him where, you know, the season is not on the line, where every win counts. Although it does, there's just not the amount of pressure that could have been. So it's a perfect situation to put a young netminder in, where he can go out and get a feel for it and see how it is. You know, the pucks come at you a little faster, players are a bit smarter, and the general atmosphere. You know, especially playing in San Jose, if he were to play that game, I mean, you know, the crowd gets pretty busy, pretty into it. It's pretty loud, and it's just an overall different feeling from playing in the American Hockey League. So he's in the perfect position to succeed. Even if he has a struggle in one of his games, at least he's got that one game under his belt. It's not going to hurt the Flames' chances of making the playoffs. And obviously, you want to win out when you're going into the playoffs. You want to get in on a roll. But I think John Gillies will be just fine. He doesn't have to. He doesn't have too much weight riding on his shoulders, aside from just, you know, personal pride and proving to the Calgary Flames organization that he is the goaltender of the future. So it'll be very interesting to see. I'd be very curious to see how he performs.
I'm really interested from a Flames perspective how they do manage their two goaltenders. And I say that because, okay, they've lost Chad Johnson. Doesn't sound like it's a major thing, and he's back in Calgary for precautionary reasons. But, you know, you've lost Johnson, and now you're like, geez, I mean, do we want to lose Elliott? And I'm curious, do they, like, what would your take be? Do you play Gillies once? Do you play him in both remaining games? How would you manage this situation right now?
I play Gillies in one game, and that's it.
Okay.
You know, Elliott didn't start last night, so he kind of got to come through the game, and you know, not the way you want to walk in, but you know, there's also something to be said for just hopping in a game too. You don't really think he's taking his afternoon nap or whatever his pregame preparation is, where he's not preparing. I mean, you always prepare yourself to play, but when you're backing up, you kind of are a lot more relaxed during the day because you know that you're not starting and you probably won't play. So you don't have the sometimes the negative mental energy where you can kind of psych yourself out. You can just hop in and get after it, and that's what Brian Elliott did yesterday. I'm not sure what the schedule would be, who would start the next game, but I would, you know, San Jose is kind of not playing the greatest hockey right now. L.A., there's a bit of bad blood between the two hockey clubs. So either way, you know, I would probably put Elliott in on Thursday night against L.A. and then let Gillies play the last game. Is that how it's working out? They play L.A. Thursday, San Jose Saturday?
That's right, yep.
Yeah, so I'd have Gillies, you know, he'd play the last game and kind of go from there. I mean, it's, you know, great experience for him and get that one game. And even if he struggles, I mean, it's one game. You can't evaluate a guy on one game because sometimes or most times teams play differently in front of different goaltenders, and having a new kid in there being a bit nervous and excited, I mean, it's a bit of a fire drill at times, but we'll see how he does and wish him all the best.
He's Brent Cron. He's our NHL goaltending analyst. Joins us on Wednesdays here on the Big Show on Sportsnet 960 The Fan. Ducks are in a pretty good spot right now. John Gibson was really good last night. He's been good in his last two starts. Jonathan Bernier's 12-2-2 in his last 16 starts. I mean, they've got two goaltenders playing really well right now.
And that's what you want. John Gibson has been, you know, he's a phenomenal talent. He's a big boy. He plays an unorthodox style, too, which is kind of nice to see. He's not a cookie-cutter type guy. He kind of does whatever it takes to stop the puck, and he doesn't really have any go-to type of saves. He just kind of gets the job done. The downside is he's very injury-prone, which is very limiting and frustrating at times, especially for him and not only him but himself, but the organization, where, you know, he's obviously a National Hockey League goaltender. He's done well in every opportunity he's had, but his endurance and his health have always been a big question mark. And to have a guy like Jonathan Bernier come in and basically get the Ducks back on top of the division. I believe they were 10 or 12 points behind San Jose at one point, and Bernier goes on this run, and it's amazing what a goaltender can do when you have confidence in your goaltender. I mean, the whole team just picks up, plays better. They know their goaltender is going to make saves, and when you do struggle, they give you the benefit of the doubt. You have enough credit in the bank with your team that, hey, they know you're going to bounce back. So, I mean, his run is obviously indicative of how the team's playing, but the team's playing well because they know they have a goaltender that can make saves. And for a guy like Bernier to come in while Gibson's been injured, their number one guy has not been able to play, yeah, they haven't missed a beat. Bernier's stolen them some games. He's made huge saves at big times and really got them back into feeling like a confident number one team. Anaheim's a very good hockey club. They're a big team. And, you know, they had a decision to make this summer with getting rid of Gibson or Anderson. And they let Anderson go. And, you know, they put all their faith in Gibson. And, you know, he's done very well. He's a young guy, but he's injury-prone, and to have a veteran goaltender like Bernier to support him along the way is definitely a great move by the Ducks.
Who do you start in the playoffs? Gibson?
Oh, yeah, you got to start Gibson. I mean, he's your guy. I you know, if he falters a game or two, you still stick with him because he's played in playoffs before, and he's done well. If they got nothing to lose, they'll put Bernier in, but Gibson's their man, and I have no doubt they'll stick with him the whole way through.
Final thought for you, and a guy that I know that you're a big fan of, Tuukka Rask, put up a shutout last night. He helped the Bruins clinch a playoff spot in doing so. New season high in shutouts for him. 8 shutouts now for Tuukka Rask this season. He's having a really nice season.
Yeah, you know what? It's like I said. Well, I've said it on your show here before too. I mean, I love the guy. Just watching him, I love the way he moves in the net. I like his competitive nature. I like how animated he is, how emotional he is. Sometimes it can be, if for a guy like me playing goal, if I got that emotional, I would suck. But he seems to manage it very well. And, you know, he came back from a bit of an injury, and there was question marks about him, and people were doubting, you know, his, you know, you get injured at key moments during the season, especially when the team needs you the most, and people start questioning your character or whatnot. And you know, he's been able to come back at a key time and perform. And, you know, it's helped that Anton Khudobin has been done a great job of steadying the backup role. He played great in Chicago, I believe, last Sunday, where he stopped 41 shots or 42 shots when Boston beat Chicago in regulation 3-2. And so when you know you have a guy that can come in and fill in while you're away, it doesn't take the pressure off, but it makes you push yourself more to be that number one guy. And Dugarask is incredibly competitive, and he's come back in fine form, and you know, Boston's clinched a playoff spot now, and it'll be great to see. I'm really looking forward to seeing how he does in the playoffs, and you know, to get a team record 8 shutouts in a season is obviously a big deal. It's a tribute to how the team plays in front of him, but he's a big part of that, obviously, with the way he makes the saves, the timely saves, and he's definitely an upper echelon goaltender in this league.
Good stuff, buddy. Appreciate it, Connor. We'll talk next Wednesday. Have yourself a wonderful rest of the week.
Will do. You too, bud.
Thanks, buddy. That is Brent Cron on the South Street Burger Guest Hotline. Taste the new Spicy Peri Peri Signature Burger, a 100% Angus beef, chicken, or turkey burger cooked with Spicy Peri Peri. SouthStreetBurger.com.